And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And now joining me in studio, as they're here every time, Friday at this time, we have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Guys, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, it's great to be here. This is Gary. And we have a scripture verse this morning, the New King James Version. This is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's Psalms 118:24. We will. Sometimes we have to exercise our will. We don't always feel like rejoicing. It's not feeling, but we will rejoice and be glad in the day that the Lord has made for us. And so we're very thankful to be here. We appreciate God's blessings today. And we know that there's a lot of people out there suffering, sorrow, hurt, all things going on in the world today. But we know that God is an unchanging God that cares about every need that we have. And he knows every need that we have. The very hairs of your head are numbered, Kyle. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know which number that is that you're pulling there, but
they're getting very far and few in between, though.
But so. Every hair is numbered. God cares that much about us, and our names are even written on the palms of his hands, according to the scripture. So we're thankful for God, and that is our hope today, is in God. So thanks for asking, and we're glad to be here.
And it's good to have you guys here. And before we get into today's show, we're going to get it over to Charles real quick. And Charles, maybe if somebody's just tuning in for the first time, how can everybody find you?
Good morning, Kyle. We are at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence, the old Kmart building in the Cornerstone Plaza, right down the road from True Value. We're also on the internet at INS. The number 4, the letter U, and then now.com, INS4UNOW.com, or you can find us on Facebook.
All right. Well, the one of the things that you guys want to talk about this morning, of course, it's AEP season, or as you said it, probably a little bit better than that, it's Medicare season.
That's right. October the 15th, a week from yesterday, is what's called annual election period. You know, when you're in the workplace, every year you can change your employer coverage, usually your group health. Well, on Medicare, you're no longer on group health, but you are kind of. It's a different kind of group health. It's the nationwide group health. Mm-hmm. And you can evaluate your coverage. And so that's a very important time.
All right. And you guys have a top 5 list that you're wanting to talk about that, correct?
That's right. That's right. So first of all, it's a good idea to evaluate your Medicare supplement. And maybe you've been paying on your Medicare supplement for a while, but if it's getting up over $100, $175, $180, $200 and up, it's a good idea to evaluate that, because you're probably paying money, extra money every month that you don't need to pay. And there's a possibility that you could save money. And so we help people review their Medicare supplement. Now, you can review it any time in the year. You can change your meds up any time in the year. But a lot of times people choose to do it now because it's sort of already on their mind. And Dad?
So, Kyle, another thing that people look at this time of the year is our prescription drug plans. I know that we have one company out there that this year they're tripling the price on one of their Medicare drug plans. And you may be happy with your drug plan, but if you don't read the fine print and you don't catch it, come January, you get a bill for 3 times more than what you've been paying, and you're going to say, what's going on?
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
And so that happened last year also with another company. And so it's important that you check your drug plan, check your drugs to see where they're at on the formulary guides, check for pricing. There's just a lot of things changing, and we can help you with that. Be glad to help you with it.
Now, what would you say, Dad, to somebody that's on insulin this year? President Trump's been talking about insulin and all this. What would you say about that?
Charles, I've been working on that. I've been messaging back and forth on some of our social media sites, and there's supposed to be some better pricing out there for insulin, and we're trying to figure that out. So You have it figured out yet, Charles?
Not completely, but I would tell people if you're on insulin, you're paying several hundred dollars a month in some cases. There's going to be some help out there. And as we learn more about it, we will help our clients figure that out and really could save a significant amount of money.
You know, Charles, we call them the TV plans. You see a lot on TV about the all-in-one plan, dental, hearing, vision. And many don't understand, but when you sign up for one of those plans, you're actually choosing a private company to be primary, and Medicare isn't paying any of your bills. And so there's some trade-offs because you have networks. Anyway, if you want to get our opinion at least on those plans or what's out there, we'll be glad to help you with it. So just make sure you have good information so you can make wise decisions about what you're doing for next year.
Now, like we talked about last week, there's two different types of Advantage plans this year. One that has copays and networks, and that's the type that you see on TV advertised. They have dental and vision. And I talked to a guy just this week. He said, you know what? I've got this plan, but I feel like it's just going to come and bite me in the butt. That's what he said. He's just right. Like, I'm not paying anything for it. I get dental and vision, but I feel like I'm just not quite covered. And so
wearing a hospital gown, huh?
Right, right, right. And so he didn't understand what he had. And so the more that you can look at that and understand it, then you can know what your risks are. But there's another type of Advantage plan that's really cool. It doesn't have any networks. I mentioned it last week. It's called an MSA, or Medical Savings Account. And how it works is you get a deposit. They set up a bank account in your name, and they actually put money in it. Let's say it's $2,100. But let's say the deductible is $5,100. Well, the first $2,100 is covered with the deposit that they give to you, and then the $3,100 is on you. But the great thing is, there's a new deposit every January the 1st. So I tell people, if you have 14 healthy months or 13 healthy months, you could have, in this case, $4,200 that's there. That's a growing towards that deductible. And so that's an option that's becoming a lot more attractive, especially if you're paying $180, $200 and on up in Medicare supplement cost. You're already paying out nearly $3,000,
right,
in premiums. And here, your worst case scenario is that you pay out $3,000. Your best case is you pay zero.
Right.
And so, and the best thing is it's usable at any doctor or hospital, which is 97% of doctors and hospitals in the nation. You can go anywhere with it. So that's really incredible. And I'm really excited that that plan is being offered in this area, in this state, for 21.
Because that's basically cash money right there. So, of course, the doctors are going to take it because, again, it's cash money for them.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, the other day we run across this gentleman, and he had signed up for a Medicare Advantage plan. I don't know how, but whether he'd done it over the phone or whether he'd done it with an agent, I don't know. But he also still had a Medicare supplement, and he was paying for a Medicare supplement. Well, he was paying $200 for a Medicare supplement and had a Medicare Advantage plan. Well, when he has a Medicare Advantage plan, Medicare is not in play. Medicare isn't the primary coverage, and so the supplement isn't doing him any good. And so he was spending money that he didn't need to spend, and we helped him get out of that situation. So it's important that you work with somebody that helps you and has your back and has your interest so that you're not paying for stuff and not that's not doing you any good. And we will definitely help you in that deal, in that situation. But
because he had that Advantage and supplement, they were basically overlapping each other, were they not?
Right.
He was having to pay out money he didn't need to be paying out, pretty
that's
much.
That's true. The money was totally worthless that he was paying out. Totally.
Yeah. And you guys got that fixed for him. So.
Right.
And he's probably happy.
These ads on TV, there's an 800 number there. They want you to call and enroll. But they're not going to help you stop your Medicare supplement. They're not going to be there if you have a problem. We have people that come in our office and say, hey, this isn't working right, or I need help. We're getting reimbursed. I need help with this. and we help them. And so I think that's very valuable to have a local resource.
Absolutely.
And Kyle, this is a good time to think about other coverage like dental, vision, hearing, that sort of thing.
And we can talk about that after the break.
Maybe we need to go to a break first.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and go to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about that. We have Gary and Charles Skank in from Skank Insurance of Independence. And Charles, before we go to break, how can people find you guys?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence. We call us at 620-331-8800, find us on the internet at ins4unow.com or on Facebook.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we will have more with Gary and Charles. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back. We are talking to Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance, LLC, and Independence. And gentlemen, welcome back. We're continuing our discussion talking about AEP, or better known as Medicare season.
Yes. Another thing that people want to consider during this time is dental plans. Dental plans. Now, if you've been employed where you've had a dental plan all your working life and you say, hey, when I retire, I want a dental plan. The good news is we have standalone dental plans. And maybe you're used to either a Delta Dental or a Manhattan Life or whatever dental plan you've been accustomed to. We can probably continue that dental plan on into retirement. Now, some people come in and their question is, do I need a dental plan? What would you tell people, Dad, that ask that question?
Well, that's like asking a person if they need house insurance, you know. Tell me when you're going to have a storm or a tornado or a fire. But the good news about one of the dental plans that I like to really talk about is a plan that has a pool of money that can be used for dental, hearing, or vision. And it has a pool of money that's renewable each year, and it'll help you pay for any one of those items, dental, hearing, or vision. And it's a very strong company that does a great job, and we have a lot of success with that company. And so it's like the first year I sold dental plans 15 years ago, this lady kept after me, said, I don't think I need a dental plan. Or a drug plan. She was talking about a drug plan. I don't take any drugs. And as soon as she could not buy a drug plan any longer that year, then she called me and said, Gary, I've got to have a drug plan. I started having these drugs. And I said, I can't help you right now. You'll have to wait till next October. She was the very first one to call me the next October. So
she's like, I'm ready.
Yeah, sign me up, please. Sign me up. Because anyway, so, you know, insurance is something that I hate to pay as much as anybody hates to pay. But I had cancer 6 years ago, Kyle. And I was out of the office for 10 months. And I was in the hospital numbers of days, six different times at St. Louis, several times at Joplin, and trips to St. Louis, motel bills, meals out. My wife wasn't able to work part of the time. I wasn't working for 10 months. And I'm telling you, we're on the subject of cancer insurance now, but insurance in general, insurance really helped me to be able to focus on healing rather than focusing on how to try to pay my bills, because it was a very difficult time and insurance made a huge difference in my life at that time. And so
I would say, you know, moving from dental plans to cancer, a lot of Advantage plans have like a $5,000 or $6,000 maximum out of pocket. And so if you have cancer, it's possible to hit that maximum out of pocket in 1 year, just a few months, real easily. And then January the 1st comes along and that maximum out of pocket resets. And you're going to hit that $5,000 or $6,000 again. So you could easily be out $10,000 to $12,000 in a matter of 6 months' time, just through what your insurance is. Mm-hmm. And we have cancer plans where if you're diagnosed, you can receive $20,000. Boom, just $20,000. That'll take care of you know, that 10 to 12,000. That'll take care of trips to MD Anderson or research hospitals or wherever, however you need to be treated. And there's a lot of added extra expense with cancer, even if you're on Medicare, even if you have a Medicare supplement. You might say, well, I've got all my bills paid. I've got Plan F or Plan G that pays almost everything. But there's medication that can cost several thousand a month in some cases.
That may not be covered under certain plans or may have a lot of out-of-pocket costs.
There might be family that needs to come in and stay with you from out of state that is going to be an added expense either for them to pay for or you to pay for. Somebody's got to pay for all that. And this just can add some extra money to your budget to help you be more comfortable or to better, as Dad said, you know, fight the cancer and not worry about trying to figure out how you're going to do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're having to worry about bills at the same time as you're trying to recover, you're probably not going to recover as quickly because that added stress on you, that's not going to do you any good. That's actually going to make things worse.
That's right.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You know, Kyle, I hate to pay insurance as bad as anyone, and I'm telling you that. But I was 18 years old when I got married, and within 2 weeks, I called an insurance agent and said, Bob, I need to buy insurance on my wife because I felt like I was responsible if something had happened to her and I wanted to be able to pay funeral expenses if something happened to her. I didn't want to stand there with my hands in my pocket and say, well, I don't have any money because I was 18. I didn't have any money. But so I was... I'm not a big advocate of you spending lots and lots of money for insurance, but I am an advocate of you trying to be responsible. And if you have a house fire, try to have at least renter's insurance if you're renting or something, so you're not standing there saying, well, I don't even have insurance on my belongings. You know, it's just like, it's just kind of part of being responsible. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, anyway. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, house owner's insurance or even renter's insurance, you want to make sure that stuff is covered just in case something catastrophic happens that is obviously going to be unforeseen.
Right. Exactly. Like, I went to the doctor one time, and he said, was this an accident or was this planned? And I said, well, it was an accident. It wasn't planned.
that's pretty much an accident at that point. So that's for sure. All right. So Charles, what's some more information we can look at with Medicare?
So you might be thinking maybe you need help in one of these five areas or all five of these areas, whatever it is. We are setting up appointments because October the 15th is really the soonest we can help on the Advantage plan or the drug plan. And our calendar is filling up. And so the deadline is December 7th. That's when the annual election time ends. And so I would encourage you to call, get on our calendar. And we have a free campfire coffee mug for every review that we do. Come in and do your review. And if sometimes we tell people, hey, you're good to go, and we send them on their way. Some people think, oh man, I'm scared to go in that office. They're going to try to sell me something. Well, we will try to sell you something if you need it. If you don't, we're going to send you on your way. No pressure, no obligation.
You know, the lady yesterday that was there, Charlie, she had a diagnosis where we really couldn't benefit her. And we told her, said, you're where you need to be. You need to stay put. You just need to go on. You're in the best place you can be for right now. And I think that should give a person some reassurance that somebody's looked over their shoulder and said, hey, you can't improve on this situation. Just keep plugging away.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, again, AEP is going on right now. And the other thing I remember you guys saying last week, that the good thing about it is when you come in, you're not having to pay right then and there, correct?
That's true. A lot of times it's set up like on a monthly draft, or there's some options that are zero cost to you. And so you can come in and better your situation and not spend a dime to do that. Out of pocket to make that switch, to make that change.
So again, great stuff there. And before we get out of here, of course, like you said, that starts next Thursday, correct?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, so call our office at 620-331-8800 and we'll get you scheduled.
All right. So call them in, and once you get set up, head on out there. And after people have called and set up an appointment, where can they find you guys?
2801 West Main, Suite A. 2801 West Main, Suite A, Independence. That's the old Kmart building, Cornerstone Plaza, in Independence, out by Kmart, or where Kmart used to be, and out by Walmart. INS for you, the word now, now.com, insurance, INS for you, now.com is our website.
All right, so plenty of ways to get a hold of these guys. They will do you absolutely right for Medicare season, which starts next Thursday. And Gary and Charles, I appreciate you guys coming in today, and we will see you guys next week. And don't forget, these two gentlemen,
we know Medicare.
All right, open line coming up right after this.